in relation to domestic and family violence. Thank you for your questions. In general, corporal punishment is not accepted as a social norm in Australia. It is prohibited as a sentence for crimes in Australia. In relation to your particular question about what is possible in states and territories, in no state or territory in Australia is corporal punishment in the home prohibited. Corporal punishment is prohibited in residential and foster care settings in every jurisdiction other than the Northern Territory and Western Australia, with missing information in relation to Tasmania. Corporal punishment is prohibited in schools in every state and territory other than Queensland. In certain schools, it is prohibited through school policy, but there is no state government prohibition. Corporal punishment is prohibited in juvenile justice settings in the majority of jurisdictions. There is insufficient information to make a determination in relation to New South Wales and Victoria, and it is not prohibited in WA. And it is prohibited in detention centres everywhere other than Western Australia. In terms of a national approach, as I said, corporal punishment is not accepted as a social norm. The Australian government does not endorse corporal punishment as an approach to behaviour management in schools, and a number of Commonwealth, state and territory programs have been implemented to ensure that all school-aged children are given the opportunity to learn in a safe and supportive school environment. In relation to questions on the evaluation of the previous national plan to reduce violence against women and their children, and then data pertinent to family, domestic and sexual violence in Australia, I think I can be frank in saying that the previous national plan to reduce violence against women and their children did not achieve one of its core objectives, which was a reduced prevalence of domestic violence and sexual assault. There were four high-level indicators of change outlined in the previous national plan. A reduced prevalence rate was one, an increased proportion of women who felt safe in their communities, reduced deaths related to domestic violence and sexual assault, and reduced proportion of children exposed to their mothers or carers' experience of domestic violence. On those last three dot points, there was positive change over the course of the last national plan. But again, I think it's fair to say that what we have learned from the previous national plan is that we didn't have an adequate outcomes framework in place to be able to attribute actions taken under that national plan to the achievement of those outcomes. What the previous national plan absolutely did achieve was an increase in awareness of family, domestic and sexual violence. And we have evidence that that increased awareness has also increased people's propensity to report. So people feel safer and more supported to report violence that they may not have reported previously. Initial evaluations of the previous national plan highlighted gaps in data. So what we know about family, domestic and sexual violence is patchy across the country in certain respects. There was findings from stakeholders that the previous national plan was not clear in terms of roles and responsibilities of the Commonwealth, states and territories. As I alluded to before, there wasn't the accountability and outcomes framework in place, and very strong findings that some of the initiatives implemented under the previous national plan, and in fact the policy settings for the previous national plan, did not adequately address the needs of victim survivors and the diversity of victim survivors, including the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and children, women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, women with disability, and the LGBTIQA plus community. In terms of applying those learnings in the development of the current national plan, one thing that has become very clear is the importance of always working with and acknowledging and respecting the experience